Think globally, eat locally. Bringing eco-friendly cuisine to Hong Kong.
Sustainable dining can mean a lot of things. As you saw just now, it's certainly about being careful about avoiding the foods that are overexploited. It's also about eating seasonally and locally. For example, tomatoes. Now, many of us eat tomatoes all year round, and for a lot of us, that means tomatoes that were shipped from very far away. That means a big carbon footprint. So how do we eat more sustainably? According to one restaurant, it's about getting back to basics. Don't advertise your restaurant as being sustainable. Is that a deliberate move?
It is deliberate. We don't call ourselves an organic restaurant. We offer premium products. We are clean. 95% of our ingredients are clean. And we use it as a talking point. So when a guest enters the restaurant, it's something that we can say, hey, by the way, you know, 95% of our produce is local, clean, organic. It's a conversation starter.
And do you think it would take away from the dining experience here if you push that sustainable angle more?
I do, because we really believe that it should be a way of life. You know, we're not eco-warriors, but we do feel that it should be a way of life. It's socially conscious, it's responsible.
And these, I can't get my eyes off you. These are absolutely gorgeous.
These are the best. You know, these are really incredible. And so these are definitely seasonal. These will only be available for about 90 days, starting the beginning of April. You know, we like to use wedges of the tomatoes with our homemade fresh mozzarella on the plate, or we serve it with burrata, you know, and that's all great ingredients need. You know, it's very simple.
Now, all this is grown locally, and when you talk to locavores, they say eating locally usually comes down to three things: taste, price, and saving the planet. What's the top priority for you?
Taste.
Taste.
You know, I think at the end of the day, we're a restaurant, you know, and so, you know, we're in the business of creating the occasion for people, and you know, having the tastiest product is obviously one of the best things to us. But, you know, I think it's important that, you know, restaurants also provide us with an opportunity to make decisions, either as the business owner or as the customer, you know, eating is sort of like voting. You know, we always say, right, eating is like voting, and you sort of either choose to support your local organic farmers and your sort of local community, you know, reducing your carbon footprint and all of those sort of feel-good ideas. And, you know, but it all comes around at the end of the day to having the best tasting product.